A guy who's done a great job, and I'm very happy to have him on. I love the documentary. It's No, a Documentary, and he is the director. It is Jeffrey Radici. And Jeffrey, it's a pleasure to have you on, and you did a great job with this. And I've talked to other players about Doc Ellis, a legendary figure, and you've really captured it. And I wanted to give you a chance to tell the fans about the documentary, where they can see it and get it. And I think it was done really very professionally.
Well, I want to thank you for having me on air, Marty, and giving me the opportunity here to talk to your audience. You know, San Francisco has been pretty good to us. The San Francisco Film Society and the San Francisco International Film Festival brought the movie out, and I came out there, and we had great audiences, and then we brought it back into the theater. So we're kind of wrapping up a limited theatrical run, but you can see it on iTunes and various other digital manners.
What led you into this one? Why this subject?
You know, because you, I know you know a little bit about Doc Ellis and his backstory. Just like he was a flamboyant individual, and what really led me down the path to wanting to make a documentary film was his biography, written by Donald Hall, who I want to say 30 years after he wrote the biography, he was named Poet Laureate of the United States. So, extremely literate biography of Doc Ellis, and it shows all these different sides to his personality. Gets into a couple of episodes from his career, including one that happened in San Francisco when the Pirates in 1971, when the Pirates were they won and moved on and ended up winning the World Championship against the Orioles. But Doc, you know, he had complained about the length of his bed because his feet were hanging off the edge of the bed, and he thought that the Pirates should have spent a little bit of more money to put the team up. He was pitching the next day, put the team up somewhere, and the media kind of blew it out of proportion. Now, that didn't make the film, but there were just like these constant media flurries around Doc Ellis during his playing career. And, you know, nowadays that's really common, but I think in the 1970s, it was just a different era. And Doc kind of played on the cusp of the end of the old era of baseball before the free agent era. His career ended in 1979, effectively. And so he never really saw all the media scrutiny that you see nowadays. But I thought that he was in the same caliber as a Muhammad Ali and well worthy of a film being told about him.
Boy, well said. No, a Documentary, and it's Doc Umentary. Jeffrey Radici is with us. He's a director. Doc Ellis, maybe, and I've done shows about him pitching a no-hitter under the effects of LSD. But the part of the documentary that I think I want the fans to know about and why they should take a look at this and go to the official website, No, a Documentary, as I explained this, the spelling as I just said it, .com. The racial attitudes around Doc Ellis, and he was somewhat of at the vanguard of a lot of the feelings, the drug issues that surrounded him. And I think it's just, I tell you, Jeffrey, it's so well done that I just sat down and I thought, oh, I'll watch a few minutes of it. I ended up watching the whole thing and I sort of didn't want it to end. And I think from the social aspect of just baseball, of course, but the social aspect in the country at that time, I thought you captured it really well. So I'm sure you're pleased with it and it's doing well. If someone wanted to get it today or take a look at it today, where do they go?
Yeah, you could rent it on iTunes, Xbox, I think, Amazon, Google Play. There are a couple of different places. It's running, like I said, it's ending its theatrical run at this point. But, I mean, yeah, Doc was a fascinating individual also from the standpoint of how he turned his life around after baseball. He had a well above average baseball career, but, you know, if not for a lot of the episodes, people wouldn't know about him, certainly the LSD no-hitter. But he spent, you know, 30 years at the tail end of his life working in the trenches with the California Youth Authority in Southern California, where he was from, talking to people about why he became addicted to drugs and the process that he went through, and doing a really individualized treatment program at Diversionary to get these guys out of the prison system. And you know, quite a few of them spoke at his funeral about how influential Doc Ellis was on their lives. And you know, what I found talking to the players that he played with, some greats like Al Oliver, Dave Cash. You know, the players that played alongside him loved Doc. His family loved him. He had a lot of friends, and he just, he extremely charismatic individual.
Boy, absolutely. Well, as I say, there are many stories I've done. The time that Doc Ellis said he was going to hit every Cincinnati Red that came up there, and he actually tried to do it and hit a few of them and then was taken out of the game. But tough pitcher, tough man, turned his life around and gave a lot back to society. So the documentary, and that is Jeffrey Radici was the director. But fans, I encourage you to look at it. And Jeffrey, we have the Vogue Theater out here. I think it's going to do somewhat of a baseball festival, I think, around spring training. And make sure you stay in touch with the Vogue Theater because this would be perfect for them.
Yeah, Marty, and if I could, you know, one last thing I'd like to say is, you know, you did an interview with David Lander that
yes.
I had asked about in 2010, and I wanted to incorporate into the film. It didn't end up working out, but, you know, the individual, he was an actor. He played Squiggy on Laverne and Shirley, and he was one of the people who actually broke the story about the no-hitter because he claims he was there in San Diego. And I think that, you know, you might want to inform your listeners how they could listen to that.
Yeah,
really
okay.
Interesting, wonderful interview that I enjoyed and I wanted to try to work into the film.
Thank you. In fact, Raph, you know, David Lander, Squiggy, he did a story for us. We'll pull it out of the archives. And before the games next weekend, we'll be optimistic and we'll play it next weekend. Thank you, Jeff.
Well, thank you for having me on the
Pleasure. Thanks. That's Jeffrey Radici.